It's Marketplace Tech Report from American Public Media for Thursday, January 20th, 2011. I'm John Moe. Comcast's acquisition of NBC Universal becomes final later this month after being approved by the FCC and the Justice Department on Tuesday. What you might not know about are the conditions applied to the deal. It's not just a corporate boardroom story. It's a story about your TV and your computer. Susan Crawford is with Cardozo School of Law. Susan, let's take a closer look at these conditions. What did the Fed say about internet access?
Part of the deal here is a voluntary commitment by Comcast to make about 2.5 million low-income households have high-speed internet access, and this is going to have to be sold to them for less than $10 per month. They're also supposed to ensure that 400,000 additional homes get access to high-speed internet access that don't have it now.
So if I want to get just internet access and not get cable TV from this new entity, then I can do that without having to get a cable subscription.
Yep, that's a key element of this deal.
Why is that so important?
Because it's arguably in the new NBCU's interest to make standalone internet access unattractive to consumers. Because if you can get all of your video over a pipe without actually having to pay for a pay TV subscription, you won't be paying Comcast for their cable pay TV. So because that interest exists on Comcast's part, they're trying to force Comcast to ensure that adequately high-speed standalone broadband access is available.
But what about TV and our ability to watch it? Molly Wood is executive editor at CNET. Molly, what does this mean for me and my stories? What does this mean for my entertainment capacity?
Well, you know, I have gotten a lot of email from people who are concerned specifically about their stories. They're afraid that they might get to the point where if they want to watch The Young and the Restless online, which is a CBS show, they
yes.
might only find Days of Our Lives online because that's an NBC show. And the horror.
Yes.
Exactly. There is a lot of consumer level concern about exactly that kind of thing happening.
And what does the government say about it?
The government says with some provisions in place that require Comcast to continue to provide internet versions of its shows to services like Hulu, YouTube, Apple TV, presumably websites that do streaming like CBS.com, that with those provisions in place that this would be okay. Now, we don't know what that means, though, for any future service that comes along and wants to deliver NBC shows online. Who knows? You know, Comcast may continue to provide all of the internet versions of the shows it currently provides, but they might say down the road, new TV streaming service, you're out of luck. And streaming video delivery online is such a huge developing market right now that trying to predict what will happen with some of those emerging businesses is almost impossible.
So Comcast gets a new property, NBC gets a pile of cash, but what's in it for you and me? Again, Susan Crawford.
Well, that remains to be seen. I think people supporting the deal would say you're going to get many more choices of content provided to you on many more platforms that Comcast controls. People opposing the deal would say, but wait a minute, all of those choices are going to be coming from one source, and those aren't real choices, and they'll have the market power to raise prices on all that content.
Another story we're following at MarketplaceTech.org. Nintendo says its 3D handheld gaming system, the 3DS, will be released March 27th and cost $250. The 3DS offers 3D games without having to wear special glasses. It's expected to be a big hit for game fans, 3D fans, and people who love holding their heads perfectly still. Time once again for a new tech vocabulary word, this one courtesy of evidence used in FBI arrests on Tuesday.
Max Lols.
Max Lols, plural noun, abbreviation for maximum laughs out loud, or maximum laugh out louds. Max Lols was allegedly the motivation for a pair of hackers who broke into some databases over at AT&T last summer. Andrew Orenheimer and Daniel Spittler are accused of exploiting a security flaw in the iPad. This back when the iPad was pretty new. Over 100,000 email addresses of iPad customers were stolen. The criminal complaint against them contained 150 pages of chat logs, and when you read them, you find that the men weren't seeking to steal money from anyone or launch a virus. They just wanted to embarrass AT&T. Why? Because it was fun. Max Lols. So, when you break the law for no motivation other than amusement, use this new vocabulary word.
Max Lols.
This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.